Blog Talk Radio. My podcast family, peace and blessings to all you guys out there. And before I start, I'm going to make sure that every time I come on my podcast, all right, that I share with you, okay, along with my little team of Brother Rashad El Amin, and also my dear brother Michael Collins, and of course my technician, Mr. Randy J. Sean Jackson. That's my man. He's the technician, and a shout out to Dre out there. You know, he used to be the man behind the wheels of steel, and very good friend. I'd just like to say welcome, welcome, welcome once again to all my podcast family out there. But before I say anything else, because, you know, we've had a very, very busy last 3 to 4 weeks. We've had some very, very impactful and enlightening guests. You had the Reverend Dr. Phil Valentine on. That was really heavy what he was talking about. Some of y'all texted me talking about y'all were scared to hit the number one button. The brother was so deep, but that's how we learn. Okay, and also we had his wife last week, Nalani, Dr. Nalani Valentine. You know, he encouraged her to go to school, and she became a doctor. Isn't that beautiful? That's wonderful. Husband is a wife, doctor is a wife. They're definitely on the same page. That we talk about the vibrancy, the frequency, just the electricity between those two. So wonderful. Okay, and then of course we had Michael Collins, mentor and person that he's a distributor for, Dr. Joel Wallach, and for family. I'm about to tell y'all a little later on about who we got coming up, because we got some very, very powerful people coming in. And also, a lot of wealth of information is going to be distributed to my podcast audience. And I just like to say, if this is your first time up here, welcome, 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 okay? And like I said, first and foremost, before we move forward, give my shout-outs, because now I finally get a chance to say a little something after all this time. Because, you know, I had to bring my guest on real quick because, you know, we had a boatload of people that want to share information with my podcast audience. Once again, this is Forrest J. Nance. I know most of the time I don't mention Jay, but that's for James. But Forrest Nance, I'm on Facebook. And also, I just like to say the name of the podcast is Grown Folks Talking, Express Yourself. Now, podcast family who's been with me from day one or the middle of the year, whatever, I just like to say we need the Rashad El Amin's wife, Bessie El Amin, in our prayers. The sister had a fall at work, and she had to have surgery. Now, it's not life-threatening, but it was very painful for her because she had to go to the hospital. Once again, she had to have surgery. The sister is recuperating. And further details will come from Brother Rashad, but I know he's listening because he's by his wife's bedside, which a good husband would be and a good wife would be if the shoe was on the other foot. So, Sister Bessie, please get well, okay? Because when you're well, Rashad is well, and vice versa. That's the way it should be. I don't have to put the analogy out there, family, about behind every good man is a good woman. This is a prime example right here. I just mentioned Dr. Valentine's wife. Well, this is an electric couple also right here, all right? So, and I know she's not messing with that hospital food. Oh, Lord, no. Rashad, when I spoke to him earlier, said he was going to Whole Foods to whip up something for his wife. So our prayers are extended to Miss El Amin. Please get better, my dear sister, all right? Shout out. And for those of you out there listening who appreciate the wealth of information that Rashad has given us since I've been on this network, please hit the number one button, because he's listening, and so is she, to give them and wish them the best of health, all right? It's not life-threatening. She's okay. She'll be all right. I know she will. But I said a prayer for her when Rashad told me, and every night until that sister is out of hospital or rehab or whatever she has to go through to get well, she's in my prayers. I say a prayer for her every night, and you should too if you appreciate what Brother Rashad has given you out there. Like I said, you can hit the number one button because he's listening. Hit the number one button and just wait. Now listen, let me say this to a lot of people, because I've gotten texts and I had to text people back. When you hit the number one button, the last four numbers of whatever device you're using, and besides, I got to speak about the device things, but the last four numbers of your cell phone or your house phone will register with my man Jay, the technician. You have to wait until he brings you in. Don't think because you hit the number one button, you can just start talking when it says you are now in the cube. No, it doesn't work like that. We have to bring you in. So please be patient, all right, because I've had a lot of people that I've talked to and text me, and they say, I hit the number one button and nothing happened. We have to call your last four numbers and bring you in. So please be a little patient and share that with people in case they're coming on the line a little late, might be friends of yours, okay? So once again, welcome, welcome, welcome. And also, if you have a T-Mobile phone, that's what I want to say about the technical end of my message. If you have a T-Mobile phone, all right, they've had problems with trying to come through on this line, hitting number one button and trying to get in. So if you have a landline, that's beautiful. That's why I always knew, being old school, it's good to have a home phone and a cell phone just in case, okay? And this is why. Also, now I got a little time before we bring on our guest, our dear brother. Oh, by the way, by me telling you about Rashad, of course, we don't expect for him to be on tonight. He'll be on next week. He has to spend time with his wife because he was like, brother, I said, no, brother, you ain't got to say no more. You got to spend time with your wife. Not that it was an option for him to be on this line, but I just cut him short. No, 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 no. You ain't got to explain to me, brother, be with the wife, you know. So once again, dear Bessie, get better. You will, because the brother's taking care of you. You're taking care of him, and he got the right protocol. Because you're going to have to detox coming out the house, because I know they gave you those drugs that like to, you know, with the pain thing, you know. Because I know when I had my surgery, I went on a detox for a whole week. Got to get that stuff out of your system. Because y'all know what we stand for on this line, all right? To know better is to do better, all right? And like I said, a person will drop their religion before they change their diet. It's a shame. Because some of y'all claim the good book, and it tells you in the good book how to eat, and you still have no willpower. And I'm sorry, I was talking to Gayla, by the way, family. Gayla was supposed to be on tonight, but she had an unfortunate death in the family, and she had a family fly in from Seattle, so she'd be back on next week. But that's okay, because I got you, you got me, you got Brother Michael, you got Brother Rashad, and we got our special guest on who's a very, very deep brother. You know, I tell y'all all the time, this ain't Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Elmer Fudd, Cartoon Network. All right? So like I said, now that I can breathe a little, because I had to rush to bring people in because I had so many guests coming on. We got more guests coming on next week, so now it's my turn to talk, okay? I just want to say thank you for tuning in. If this is your first time, please pass the word along if you like this network and bring others in, because guess what? Without you, there is no us. This I recognize, and I want you to understand that in the most humble fashion. But here, we ain't going to cut, we ain't going to slice or dice, we're going to give it to you straight. So if you like to put on a pamper, or if you, oh, you shouldn't say that, oh, don't do it. No, don't. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. Well, we'll say it the way we feel, okay? We're not trying to offend anybody on here. But listen, with the way this country's going now and this hypocritical government and these sellouts that we have and the young people are being dumbed down, it's not even music anymore. It's what I call rap crap, and not all rap is crap. You have conscientious rappers out here, and I don't want my technician to beat up on me because he likes rap, but the brother is mature, and he's not looking for somebody to be disparaging the women. He's not looking. I'm speaking for my technician now because he can speak for himself. He has his own podcast on Friday nights. You guys check it out. I'll give you information near the end of the show, all right? But he's in harmony with me. Listen, if you're talking about putting knowledge back in the community, you're talking about men making sure nothing happens to women on the street, all right? Because I grew up during the time when the brothers would take you down if you were acting crazy in the neighborhood, disrespecting women. I remember when I used to party. You couldn't disrespect women. You had that pad and pen because you adored a woman. You knew how to talk to a woman. You wasn't using all that potty mouth, foul mouth, filthy words to get your point across to a woman. How dare you? If it weren't for a woman, none of us would be here. So come on. But then again, with all these drugs out here, and you're falling prey to making bad choices, we have to do better. That's why I give back and I tell all young people, I'm not trying to tell you what to do. Just listen to what they call us OGs. We're trying to put you on the right track, you know. But you know what? The devil is a mother, ain't he? They know how to put things out here that dumb down the young generation. Distraction is the key. And not only with the young people, I sit up here and I talk to some grown people who are very distracted. TikTok. Really? Now, when you used to hear TikTok on the cartoon, or I'm talking about before there was a TikTok, the technical little thing they got going on now. Remember TikTok? You would think something was going to explode, didn't you? Yeah, well, your brain is exploding, your brain cells, and not in a good fashion. Come tell me about TikTok. I don't want to hear about that crap. I remember one of the reasons I never came on Facebook, all right, is because they said, well, you know, people were talking about what they ate, what they were going to do, what color socks they were going to put on that day, underwear. I said, I don't need to be on that. But I understand I had to get on Facebook to deal with the media. The media is a network where you meet people and you do things in a positive light. See, either you're going to do things in a positive way or you're going to do them in a negative way. So after all the ripping and running, the promoting I did in my town, I had to give back, family. I had to. Because my roots go back to Amiri Baraka. And a lot of you, if you don't know your history, unfortunately some of us don't, but the brother was an extraordinary poet. He's one of the best in the country. And he was an activist. And my father put me in his organization. I shared this with you plenty of times. When I was 15 years old, I had my conscience going through his organization. Unfortunately, and I look back on it, because we all make mistakes when we're young, I got caught out there. When I say caught out there, I'm not talking about no drugs, because I never did drugs, okay? I'm talking about when I was out there ripping and running, promoting shows. Yes, I tell y'all, I'm going to say it again. I used to promote those Chippendale shows for ladies, okay? And guys used to call me for the ladies for bachelor parties. Now, looking back on it again, would I have done it a little differently? Even though it was fun, okay, I'm going to admit it, it was fun. But I could have done something a little bit more positive with my time. But that's why I give back. That's why I'm on this podcast. Because think about it. When we had aunts and uncles as we were growing up, remember, they gave us good advice, especially if you had an uncle that was basically, I would say he was stable and he was a man or a lady, your aunt, of principle, okay? They gave us good advice. Now look at us. Look at the position that we're in now. We have to give our nieces and nephews good advice, okay? And it's up to them, basically, as they get a certain age, hopefully they'll walk down that right path, you know, to use their common sense, all right, and make good, sound judgment decisions, okay? So that's why I give back, you know, and I always tell young people, don't be discouraged when I say something you may not hit the number one button. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it, okay? Because we're all supposed to grow each other, and most of all, the purpose of me also coming on network and media is so that we have to communicate with each other. Because if it wouldn't have been for media, all right, I would have never met Brother Michael Collins. All right, I've been new Brother Rashad from the area. Oh, by the way, family, just want to let you know, we're headquartered right here in Newark, New Jersey, better known as the Brick City. All right? But I know I have people from at least, last time I counted, 11 different states that listen in, and we're growing. We want to keep growing. So if you got family in different states, all right, even if they live in Alaska, please tell them about us and have them come in and say, hey, that guy Forrest, man, you got Rashad and Brother Michael, and we'll be having some good guests. But I just wanted to say December the 18th, all right, we got Dr. Leonard Jeffries. Now, y'all know who he is. Remember Gil Noble used to come on Channel 7. He had him as a guest frequently. This brother is a walking encyclopedia of history. He's an icon in the culture. He's coming on December the 18th. There's going to be a lot of things that you thought you knew. This brother's going to hit you in the head with the knowledge stick. He's deep. He's coming on. All right? And also, we're looking forward to, and I'm talking to my middle-aged group here, KRS-One. You remember the rapper, the conscientious rapper? Working on that brother, all right? He's a good friend of Dr. Jeffries, okay? So we got a lot of impactful guests coming up here. And also my dear sister Karen and also Jada, they're formed, and Deborah, if she's coming on, I hope she's listening. Deborah, you better get on that team, all right? They're about to come on with a ladies panel. They want to discuss space. I'm going to leave it like that because I'm trying to remember the other word that Karen gave me. She might want to hit the number one button and introduce, but they're coming on January the 8th. So you got a full lineup. You're coming up here on January 8th. But anyway, let me give my shout-outs now, all right, to the people that that help, all right, with the podcast and have been very helpful in passing out the word. First and foremost, I'd just like to say to Miss Karen, shout-out to Miss Karen from Houston, Texas, Miss Jada from Charlotte, North Carolina, Miss Dawn Lewis-Roberts, very good friend of mine, all right, right here from Newark, New Jersey, all right, Miss Deborah Alexander. She's been very impactful. When y'all see, when y'all go on my Facebook page, Forrest Nance, she's been very impactful in putting up those posts for my guests that are going to come on to the show. You also have Miss Crystal Allen. Peace and blessings to you, Chris. All right. My man, he might be listening in. I don't know. We got the brother Wagner, Carl Wagner. He's coming on for the people, and it'll be posted. He's coming on December the 18th also, right before Dr. Jeffries, all right, IBCancer.org, all right. He's going to basically talk – people that have had family members with problems with cancer, breast cancer, whatever, he's going to tell you where to go and how to get counseling for that, and also alternative measures when it comes to maybe nutrition, lifestyle. You got to listen in on that one, all right. Crystal Allen, I think I mentioned Crystal Allen from Eyes Like Mine. You guys have heard her before. Come up here. She'll be back on soon, very shortly. Miss Deborah Gaskins, the sweet potato pie lady. What's up, Deborah? How are you? I hope everything is right. I'm sorry. It was Deborah Alexander. Deborah Gaskins. She's going to kick my butt. I went to school with her. Miss Deborah Gaskins. She's on Facebook. All right. Douglas says, that's my man. He's the tailor. If you want something tailor-made and fitting you well, Douglas says. He's on Facebook. My man Patrick Payne, all right? And he, Patrick, if you're listening, come get this green tea, brother, you know? Also, Stanley White, my man, all right? I haven't, well, the brother said we used to play ball back in the day in the yard. He was a little older than us, but I went on his podcast, and it's deep, and Michael will share with you the number to the form. They come on 5 days a week. Please, family. And for you early birds, get up at 8 o'clock. If you don't have to be to work, you need to listen in. And they have a rebroadcast of their podcast. I don't endorse other people's podcasts unless it's positive. These people, they were talking about the ancestral altar. I was like, wow, it's deep. And they get deep into the culture and also things that, a lot of things that I needed to catch up on. So I'm on their podcast. When I'm home at 8 in the morning, I listen in, and they talk, and they're very high-spirited. So shout-out to Dr. King, my man Stan White, and the sister. She gets up and goes, wah-ha! She has a lot of energy, all right? Shout-out to them, all right? Now, just in case I miss anybody, you know how, what I do, family. As we go along, I always give a shout-out to people that I missed in the beginning, because what happens is we're going to have to get – in fact, hold on for a minute, family. Okay, because time starts flying by. It's 7:23. I'm going to bring the first guest on about 7:30. So that means I got a few more minutes to talk to y'all out there. All right. First of all, I'm not going to get into, because I always talk about social issues, but I would just say I was very disappointed and not necessarily angry, because this is America, anything goes. You know, it was prejudice from the door. But when that little 17 who just recently turned 18, guy got off. He ought to get an Emmy for that little crying episode he did up on stage when he shot those two peaceful protesters out there in Wisconsin. And then, you know what? Just think about it. His mother drove him with a rifle. Now, let me ask you a question, family. In your right state of mind, what mother drives her son to a rally where she knows that there may be a situation or a problem, drives him to the border, and says, okay, son, take care, and take your rifle with you, this is what we, man, listen, I say no more, all right, and he gets off. So that sends two messages to me. And like I said, listen, I have friends all across the board from different ethnicities, but this is my take on it. And if you got something you like to say, you can hit the number one button as we go further into the show and express yourself. What's it called? Grown folks talking, express yourself. Because right around this time, you know, when you were younger, you couldn't be on the phone this time of night. You either be doing your homework or be getting ready for bed. So we all grown, express yourself. All right? Sends two messages with that verdict out there, beside the fact the judge was prejudiced anyway. He was, because he said, sure, there was discrimination. He even admitted there was discrimination in how they set the jury up out there, but we have to do what we got to do. That's what he said. Now, you're the judge, but you can't change the perimeter of what's going on. Okay, makes sense. All right. Doy. I tell you, Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Elmer Fudd, and the devil, they're running rampant out here, family. And then, but this is what now, the two, and I listened to them, they were on the radio program, the parents of the two Caucasian men that lost their life, okay, in justice. And you don't usually hear that, all right, from this type of circumstance. But see, now it's hitting the white folks, okay? And now maybe they're starting to feel and understand what we go through. And some already have. Don't get me wrong. There are some people that are very sympathetic. Don't have to necessarily be black, all right? But it sends a message that, well, if you white folks want to march with those niggers, all right, those niggers, you're going to get black justice, okay? And I say black justice because there's still a lot of innocent young men sitting in jail, disproportionately black and Latino, all right? It's just the way it is, all right? And also, it just goes to show you that that there's going to be some person out here, because look at all these mass shootings that are going on. There's still mass shootings going on. Just a week ago, I forgot what city it was, I heard about some 15-year-old taking his father's gun. His father just bought the gun and took it to school and started shooting people. It's crazy out here. But somebody's going to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to the next demonstration they're having with a gun. Mama, can you get me a gun? Sure, honey. Come on now. Come on. I'm telling you, there's going to be somebody's going to piggyback off that, and I don't wish anybody death. I don't care how bad you are, all right, because the Most High is going to take care of you. He's the ultimate judge, all right? But sends a chilling message. And I'm glad to see that the family of the brother that was jogging, that got murdered, lynched, all right, mowed down, minding his own business. And did you hear what the lawyer had the nerve to say for the three defendants who were murderers? Oh, he had dirty toenails. What? Are you kidding me? His mother had to dismiss herself out of the courtroom after that. Attorney, what the hell? This is an attorney, a lawyer that went to school? Just goes to show you how you could be smart in one sense and really stupid in another. What the heck does his toenails, I don't care if they were dirty, you killed this man. What the hell? What kind of defense was that? Wow. Anyway, oh, and shout out to my man, not because he has dirty toenails, Giorgio. He was on here last week. Giorgio, what's going on? That's my Jingle Man family. You're going to hear his voice very shortly. And if you don't, I'm going to give you his number so that you could tell him off. But the brother's working on some jingles for me. I'll be happy and appreciative of his work when he submits it, because the brother can sing. I had a couple of ladies text me last night, talking about, can I get his number? No, no, no. This is not the dating game. But anyway, family, we're about to take a brief station identification break. And all, before we do that, I just want to also say thank you to the people who have supported the Dr. Lee's Green Tea. We're going to have to bring the founder of the company. You know, I'm a distributor. You get $2 off a bag of potent green tea. It's the most potent green tea in the world. And I'm not just saying that. Do your homework. We always tell you to get up here, do your homework, pen. There's not a higher form of green tea in the world. Then it has the 710 ECGC, which is the main ingredient in tea. It's good for your health. They send it to people who are recovering from cancer therapy, or they're going into remission. It's very good, and it also helps fight cancer cells, destroys cancer cells. It has the polyphenols in it. So once again, for those green tea lovers, and if you, listen, I can't tell you what to drink. You coffee drinkers, try to balance it out a little. Green tea, you like coffee? Fine. Go ahead and drink your coffee, all right? I don't approve of the coffee because it's acidic, but like I said, that's on you. Like I said, try to put things out there for you to weigh for yourself. But for the green tea people that like green, and it's very potent, you don't need much, just a little in a cup. Sweeten it with either stevia or some honey, okay? Because, you know, up here, we don't recommend the white processed sugar. First of all, it has no nutritional benefit, all right? And it beats up on your immune system. You know, sugar is not good for you, all right? We have a multitude of diabetes in this country, all right? And it comes from a poor diet and a lot of sugar. It's the onset of something bad that will trigger something in you eventually. And an accumulation over time, it will hit you. It may not hit you today. Like they said, you can smoke a cigarette. May not be cigarette number 10. May not be cigarette number 10,000. Might be number 10,002 that triggers something. Because all along, while you're having bad habits with your diet or whatever it is that you're consuming, you have no business consuming in your body, that little devil or that little toxin is knocking at the door. And sooner or later, it's going to keep knocking. And guess what? And it keeps banging and that door breaks down. The next thing you know, something has gotten in your cell to cause disease, all right? So that's why we try to empower you, spiritually uplift you, to do the right thing by your health, all right? Because remember, your health is your wealth, okay? So with that being said, family, all right, and the high blood pressure, and especially in the African-American Latino community, all right, we got to do better, family. You got to get some willpower, or else, like they said, you reap what you sow, you know? So we're going to take a break. My technician is going to give us a little bit of music. We're coming back with my dear brother Michael Collins and his guest. So, family, stay tuned. And once again, thank you for supporting my green tea, all right? And like I said, use the code that's on my Facebook page, all right, and you get a discount. And I'm telling you, this is some of the best delicious-tasting green tea. I'm not just trying to say it to pump it up, right, but it's also healthy, all right? So we'll be right back, family. Thank you for listening. And stay tuned.
Partner, queen, you might have this dance with you. Well, I hope you're not tired or in a bad mood. See, I like this type of groove, and you're looking real smooth. Just want to take this opportunity to try to get to know you a little better. But that was clever, now or never. Maybe after the dance, you and I can get together. Maybe sit down and talk, take a little walk, grab a bite to eat, a little seafood, no pork. Now, I don't mean to be rude, my intentions is true. I just a positive brother with a righteous view. And I know I just met you, I ain't trying to sweat you. But I like to have your number, love, so I can get with you. Now if I'm speaking too fast, I slow down my pace. If I'm cramping your style, I'll give you some space. But if you have no objection to a man of my complexion, come in your direction with some real communication to follow your heart. Blessed to be in your presence, I gotta give the Most High the praise. You see, I'm emotionally aroused, attracted to your style, caught up in your drama, sucker for your smile. Is this love at first sight? Or truly I adore. Dark and lovely, ebony princess, my boo, all that and more. See, morning, noon, and night, you whet my appetite. I crave for your flavor, it's your flavor that I like. Romantic, organic, body mechanics. Speaking about the way I feel, words can't explain it. It's not just the essence in your blessings in your physical form, but spiritually, mentally, queen, you got it going on. You see, I'm about ready to commit and submit to the fullest extent. But first, we must take our time, explore each other's mind, then follow that path that the Most High designed for love, true love, cocoa love, my cocoa butter.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. Now, see, that's a nice kind of rap. See, that's how we used to rap to the ladies back in the day. Cocoa butter. And, you know, under, that's right, I'm a disco baby. Underneath them lights, you saw that pretty brown skin? Sister, would you care to dance? The respect. That's what I'm talking about. But we got to do better, family. But anyway, without further ado, our first guest is going to be introduced to us. And I'm sure the brother's going to give us a very informative, powerful and mind-blowing, and the Delphonics ain't singing that one. We say mind-blowing, me and, you know, me and Mike, I'm on Chuck and Georgia, we're about to put together, and Jay, about to put together the five heartbeats. But anyway, and then Brother Paul might want to tune in if he got a little voice too. But we're about to bring on Brother Michael, who's going to introduce our guest. So Brother Michael, you there, brother?
I'm here.
All right, brother. So you could bring on the guest, and all praises due to Brother Michael for this guest, family. I just want to let you know. You know, he introduced me to this brother, and anytime this brother Michael brings on somebody or recommends somebody, I know it's going to be informative and educational. Go right ahead, brother. The floor is yours.
Good evening, everybody. To me, doing this introduction is very easy because Brother Paul Thompson, I have the highest respect for him. Paul is an expert in understanding the laws of nature and numerology. He understands the laws, and he's actually set up different applications to make this world a better place. Paul is an author of a new book, Stop Making Your Shit So Hard, Discovering a Purposeful Life. This book is a guideline, a template for how to spiritually evolve yourself and evolve the people around you. So without any further ado, I introduce Paul Thompson, and Paul will just talk on the subject that is coming on from his heart tonight. So thank you, Paul. It's all yours.
Well, good evening. Good evening, everyone. Thanks for the invitation, and it's always a pleasure to be able to share with everyone what most of us really need to understand about this thing called life. And so, as Brother Michael has introduced me, I am a student of spiritual law, and I have been for many, many decades. And one of the things that I find that most people are challenged by and spend most of their life trying to understand in this thing called life is the whole concept around fairness. Fairness. I hear the young people always talking about this isn't fair, things isn't fair. And so one of the things that I have discovered as a student of universal law is that the more that you arrive at the laws that govern the entire planet and every human being operating on the planet, you find that as a student of the law, fairness becomes the norm. So no one can escape the chastisement of God. And so the laws that are here, like the law of attraction, the law of cause and effect, the law of labor, the law of reason for being, the law of intentions, all these laws creates a level playing field. So when we're dealing with man's law, as Brother Nance was just talking about a few minutes ago, dealing with these verdicts and things, when people are able to create law as a man and set law in motion, one who rules, as they say, the goal rules. And so they're able to manipulate a system but you cannot manipulate the laws of God. And so I submit to everyone, the more that you desire, want to understand the laws that govern all of us and everything, we begin to elevate ourselves to an awareness level or to a consciousness that man no longer has the ability to have that up on you, because the universe is all governed by a law, just like the human body is. And so the simplicity of understanding the basic mathematics of law is no different than understanding that 1 + 1 = 2 and 2 + 2 = 4. And so, as Brother Michael shared, that the book that was just written was inspired to really help humanity understand something that would guide us. Everybody on the planet can benefit from this book. It doesn't matter if you're homeless. It doesn't matter if you are a billionaire, because the book is 22 chapters governed by law. It is really designed to help people to understand self. It helps you to understand practically your life and the mysteries of your life and how to apply basic practical principles that will take you from any state of sadness, poverty, unconsciousness, to the state of your desire to acquire the goals and dreams that you desire. And so I'm not sure of the format here, but I'm definitely open for dialogues and questions, so I could just go on and talk about many things, but I'm not sure if there was anything in terms of the platform or how I should be directed to a dialogue. Brother Michael, was there any...
No, Paul, you can finish for a while, and then if anybody has questions for Paul, get to number one, and Jay will bring you in. So why don't you talk a little bit about it, about the laws, the spiritual laws, and maybe a little numerology, and then people can come in and ask questions.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, so, well, first what I would say is there are thousands and thousands of universal laws or spiritual laws that are before us. And so what I usually do when I do presentations, I talk about two laws that everybody can relate to, the law of gravity and the law of water. And because we deal with gravity and water every day, most of us do not get emotional about water and gravity, because you continue to experience those two on a daily basis. So when you think about water and you think about gravity, water is meant to be wet. We drink water so we don't dehydrate. We drink water so we do not dehydrate. We bathe in water so we do not smell. But we still know not to go too far out in the ocean, because no matter how great of a swimmer you are, you still may drown if you go too far away from shore. And just like gravity, you don't go too close to the edge of your rooftop or a building, because you still may fall, break your neck, break your leg, or kill yourself. But yet that one-year-old baby will walk straight off the rooftop, because they have not had the experience with gravity at the level of somebody who's been around for several years. And so there are thousands and thousands of laws in operation every day, like water and gravity, but because we don't have that type of experience with those laws, we begin to realize that things are just happening, but your human emotion and how you feel every day is governed by a law. And so everything that is operational under the spirits are governed by a law. And the more that we're conscious of that and we realize that, we begin to put things in perspective, because we'll realize that things are not just happening or things are not just occurring. These things are governed by a law. And so what the book is about is really helping people to understand systems, governing systems, fundamentals, practical applications, so that nothing is just going happening without some type of law or process that is behind it. So what I'll talk a little bit about in just a few minutes is human conditions and human potential, because that's what most of us are really interested in, is understanding the conditions of the times we're living in and the potential that lives within each and every person. So when we talk about human conditions, we're talking about one thing that is called prophecy, because books that have been written over years by spiritual men and women who've been led by divinity, by their divineness, have written books on understanding what is called prophecy or the prophetic order. And so it has been written that these things will come to pass. We look in a very critical time in which we all are living right now on this planet, and we see chaos ensuing. We see disorder ensuing. We see many things occurring now in people's lives that seems to be an extreme, because what is happening on the planet right now is there is a demarcation coming down the center of every human being on the planet. On one side of the equation is a spiritual essence of saying, get your life in order. Things are happening. Become very submissive to that order, that law that is governing all of us. And on the flip side of that, there was a spirit coming down on people that's saying, I just don't give a S-H-I-T anymore. Go for it. Do whatever you want. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. And so everybody's vibrating to one of those corners or one of those sides. Either you're feeling very strongly that you know it's time to get yourself in order and be able to benefit from the time we're living in, or you're operating out of the spirit, I'm just going to do what I want to do, and I don't care what nobody else says about it. And so whichever one that you're vibrating with, it is a sign of the time. There is no in-between. That's what's being removed. You're going to vacillate only for a minute or two, but then you're going to realize that you're going to have to join a team. And so that time that we're living in is so critical, because when we look at the leadership of the planet, you can kind of see some of this behavior in the so-called leadership of this world, that many of them have just taken on this spirit of, I'm just going to do what I want to do in an S with everything. And so when you see leadership operating at that level of dysfunctionality, it speaks volumes to the time and the energy in which we see and live, because it's speaking to human conditions on this plane called Earth. So we have all over the planet, we have movements going on of many different things according to people making decisions on one side or the other. But one of the things that we could probably talk about biblically is Jesus, one of the key figures of the scripture, said it best, that I am not of this world. And when he spoke to that, he referenced the people who are in leadership of this world are not in unison with him. And so because he was a student of spiritual laws, he was clear. He was absolutely aware of the consequences of operating opposition or against the law. And so when you look up the word devil, D-E-V-I-L, the word devil, the definition will say one who opposes the laws of God. Now, a lot of times people think opposing God, and we have construct or concept in our mind what that means. But when you say very specifically, one opposing the laws of God, very important to understand that at a mature level. You see, because all of us at some point have been devils, because we did not know and understand the laws of God. So therefore, we would probably easily oppose those laws because we weren't knowledgeable. So we're now on a time of the planet that information is coming forward. And in this information age, we are becoming more exposed. We're becoming more enlightened. We're becoming more accessible to information to begin to understand the difference between black and white, light and dark, up and down, righteous and unrighteous, evil and goodness. And so it is bringing us into a state of consciousness that begins to heighten our awareness and qualify our awareness to truth, understanding. And so the first chapter of the book, Michael, is choosing your level of awareness. That is the first chapter of the book, Stop Making This So Hard, Discovering a Purposeful Life. The first chapter talks about choosing your level of awareness. And so when you think about that, how many people realize that they have chosen their level of awareness? And so your level of awareness that you have, every child is born with a high level of awareness by nature, by law. But you and the parents or the surroundings of that child is going to do one of two things. They're going to continue to raise their vibration and discover their divinity, or they're going to continue to lower their vibration and create a lifestyle of hell. And so we find this to be very consistent in this world that we call Satan, that so many people lower their vibration and then find themselves in all kinds of situations and conditions where you're fighting unscrupulous and unseen forces beyond most people's imagination. But we don't realize that it has a lot to do with the frequency and vibration of the consciousness that we allow ourselves to fall victims, if you use that concept too, or to have an environment where you keep your conscious high and you continue to develop in a level of maturity that you begin to understand some things with a qualified awareness. And so everything is relative to you because you are the source. You are the power source that when you came to this world, there are powers in you that you have to acknowledge, access, and apply to understand the fullness of your abundance. So one may say, well, what happens to the person who had a mother and father that were challenged with drugs and alcohol? And so every situation is unique and different because everybody has their own set of circumstances to overcome. But you find in life that most people have a story to tell. And those stories are all there for a reason, and those experiences are all attracted for a reason on this thing called life, on this journey. And so one of the greatest aspects of this journey is something that is called life lessons. In life, there are no mistakes. They're just lessons. And so as we attract the experiences in our day-to-day life, as we attract these experiences that we have on this physical plane called Earth, we are also attracting a certain level of experience that is coming with the interaction of our day-to-day activity. And so the more that you are in alignment with law, the more that harmony and understanding and peace will flow to you. When you operate outside of the law, the nature of order or against the nature of law, you will find all kinds of forces coming at you and things you have to deal with as a result of being out of alignment with the natural law. And so that those things are called life lessons. Now, so what am I really saying here? That the universe is an educational system, and most of us have never been taught this. We think going to school, to the university, and the education of the college and the school is the real educational system, but all they're doing is trying to duplicate the universe. Because the universe is encoded with everything that we could possibly need, and it's not only in the universal system, it's inside of every human being. That each and every one of us has what we call in the third chapter of the book, A Personal Abundance, all the talents, abilities, and gifts that are already deposited. And what we are here to do is to discover those things through an awakening process. But it cannot happen without your permission. So it starts with you and I deciding to want to know the truth, to want to know and understand self, because the knowledge of self is what everything comes from in this universe. And so the more that we think about the technology and the computer and the cameras and all these things that we see in fascination today in technology, it's only something that has been extracted from the human resource. And the more that we tap into this human resource and choose to be conscious and choose a level of awareness to know, then more and more will come to us in our way of development, maturity, and our desire to meet our goals and our dreams. Now, so when we talk about human potential, we think, come here for one reason, to experience on this physical earth. We've come here to make known the unknown. That is the basic only reason why we will all come. By the design of infinite intelligence, the creator or the creators of the planet, we've come here to make known the unknown. And the greatest unknown that we've come here to experience and learn is self. The more that you realize there's a whole universe going on with inside you, and the more that you tap into that resource, the more that you become inquisitive about understanding the knowledge of self, the behavior of this human potential that lives within. There is so much there that has been untapped, that has been underdeveloped power that is there. When it begins to be tapped into and applied, you begin to discover aspects of yourself and things about mysterious aspects of your life that begins to help you to understand why these things may have occurred in this journey. And so in the book, there are very specific chapters that really talk to things that most people really need to understand. Like chapter 17, there's a chapter on flow and blockage. Chapter 14, it talks about personal accountability. Oh, I think it's 13. Chapter 1 talks, as I said, it talks about understanding your choice, choosing your level of awareness. Chapter 2 talks about the law of attraction, how we are attracting things in our lives without even realizing it, that we're attracting forces because of our low vibrations, our low level of understanding, our low consciousness. We create an environment where operating spirit on an unrighteous plane operate at all times. And so when you don't raise your vibration to a certain frequency, you don't even understand why these forces are attacking you. Why you're constantly involved in a whole bunch of drama or craziness is because it's based on the choice that you're making. But nobody's teaching us this, because this world was designed to keep you unconscious, to keep you ignorant, to keep you living in a state of fear. The third chapter talks about personal abundance. It helps you to understand that you were given a power greater than most of us can imagine, and some of us are afraid of that power because we run daily from personal accountability. And so because of all the technology in the world, unfortunately, the younger generation struggle through not understanding their resource, because we're all being dumbed down now at a level that is just unimaginable. That we're being told every day that you don't need to think anymore. You don't need to have any critical analyses. Just take this and push the button, push the program, and it will give you the answer. Well, part of your journey in this thing called life is your development. So if somebody's putting a system before you to dummy you down, to tell you to push buttons and get all the answers, what purpose are you here for? You're here to make known the unknown. So the only way you're ever going to fully come into your potential to be great and do the things you come here to do with greatness, you have to tap into your resourcefulness. You can't have somebody push buttons, or you can't push the button and get all the answers you need, and that's going to make you successful, is because you haven't gone through struggle. And so a part of greatness is struggle. Struggle is ordained, because when you look biblically, when it's telling you about all the characters of the Bible who were great, what made them great, they'll tell you the story that they struggled through so they were able to come out on the other side with greater substance. So when you think about life, and when you think about where you are and who you are, and then you think about what makes you who you are in terms of your strength, it is not the fact that you haven't done anything or accomplished anything that makes you strong. It is what you have gone through in struggle, position, that makes you the strongest of the strong. So one of the programs in the community, especially the black community, where we appear to always be running from struggle, running from accountability, at the same time, what you are absolutely running from is your own greatness. Your greatness cannot manifest. Your greatness cannot come into being without the natural struggle that you watch a caterpillar when it's in its cocoon and it's struggling against the flow of the blood in order to spread the wings to fly, that it has to go through a process. The embryonic seed of the sperm that is ejaculated going upstream against gravity to meet the egg. Against tremendous odds, hundreds of millions of sperms are traveling against gravity to meet that egg, and you're the one that arrives. And so you think about the power of hundreds of millions of other potential lives that all died out in a hostile environment, and you're the one that made it to the egg, and there you became an embryo, a clot, a fetus. Oh, pardon me, a clot, an embryo, a fetus, and now you're physically alive, operating against the odds. And so we must understand the nature of God that lives in each and every one of us, the power that God has deposited in every one of us. It was designed for you to struggle to get to the greatness that was deposited in you. And so the book is a magnificent work to help us, to guide us, to understand there are no coincidences, there are no accidents. Whatever you've gone through is for a reason. Begin to understand self. Begin to ground yourself in the knowledge of law and the knowledge of yourself, that everything that you need is Elohim. It is forever present. It is just awaiting for you to discover it. So, Mike, do we have any callers yet?
Yes.
Question?
Yes, Brother Paul, we do have a caller, 2614. Jay, you can bring in our caller at 2614 for Brother Paul.
Excellent.
Thank you, sir. That was deep. I like what you were saying. I got a question for you after we bring in our caller.
Yes, sir.
All right.
2614.
Yes, sir. You're
Hello.
On. 2614.
Yeah, this is Ishmael.
Brother Ishmael. Oh, Brother Ishmael. Shabazz. How you doing, Brother Ish?
I'm doing good. Brother Speak, you can tap this into with all this drama, the gang violence and all that stuff, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Because I do anger management, and I notice, man, that there's a lot of this anger coming on because they're programmed through the music, TV, all this stuff. And you have look beyond that, look at yourself. I had to do a cleansing of myself at one time. I was, someone that did bad all the time. And once I realized, I had to look into myself and who was I really hurting, myself and my family, the things I went through. So I acknowledge that. But what is some of the things that we can get the kids or the people, man, to acknowledge the spiritual side of them?
Yes, absolutely. Wonderful question, brother. You see, this journey called life, all of us are here to struggle to understand self. And so nobody gets a free pass. Now, because we are in this journey called life, we're all here to make known the unknown. So the biggest challenge for most people is that we're looking externally at our conditions and not internally at the resource. See, when you think about us, watch this. Watch the simplicity. God created man in his image and his likeness is basically three things that govern the entire planet and the entire universe. There is matter, there is element, and there's energy. There's energy, there's matter, and there's element. Energy is life. Without energy, there is no life. Matter is everything that is substantive based on the physical world. But all of that is dead. It has no life form without the energy source. So what happens to most of us while we spend our lives fighting anger, resentment, bitterness? It is because it is prophesied. It has been told to us that we're in Satan's world. It's just many of us have not really understood it at a mature enough level. We came in this world to fight forces that are unscrupulous. And so for most people, it will put a very bitter taste in your mouth. And the black community, one of the challenges is when we deal with anger is that the anger that has lived in us from slavery and even before slavery, we have to understand that we're taught to be tough in order to survive in the jungle. And so like animals, when they're fighting each other in the animal kingdom, the difference with the animals is that's their nature to eat each other for survival. That is not the nature of human beings. We were created with a level of intelligence and created with the power to choose. So what makes us very unique and different is our ability to be intelligent and use the intelligence and our ability to understand that we have choices that the animals don't have. See, every animal is like the leaf of spinach. They're programmed to operate and follow nature. So they don't have a choice. They're going to do what they've come here to do. When you go in the lion's den and he eats you, he's not eating you because he just decided, hey, well, I'm bad. I'm the lion. I'm going to eat you. He's going to eat you because that's his nature, is to eat something when he's hungry. And you look good. You look like good meat. Like they said when the Chinese guy in China went into the cave, and they said, well, that lion must, or tiger, whatever, say he must like Chinese food. You understand that the animals are programmed to survive off of eating the lower animals. We have the ability to use our intelligence. So what happens to us when we fail to use our intelligence, when we fail to mature, we become beasts in human form. That is the scriptures. Because our heart is hardened. And so what we have to begin to do, to answer the brother's question, is to really begin to go internal and go to the resource that God has given each and every one of us. Each and every one of us has a time clock inside of us. You know, one of those sand dunes that you turn over and you see the sand falling from the top to the bottom until it empties? Each and every one of us has a sand dune in our brain computer, and it's running. And each and every one of us has this lifespan, whatever time it is, whether it's 10 years, 100 years, whatever the time frame, that before that sand dune runs out is to make an intimate contact with the creator of the universe that brought you here and have a covenant relationship or contract with that source and ask him or that entity or that source giving you the power to be divine, to do divine things, and formulate a relationship with that source so you can stop playing small in this world of satanic forces. And so each and every one of us are given that assignment, because each and every one of us will be judged, if we look at that concept, by that more than anything else anybody could ever imagine. You see, it's because it's all based on our faith. Do you believe? So once you start believing in this world system, you're dead in the water. Once you start believing in Satan's world, you are dead in the water. Because Satan is the master of deception. He wants to make you think as a black man you're not valuable. He wants to think that you're not anything. I hear black men say all the time, because I talk to a lot of people, I counsel a lot of people, and I hear women say me all the time, the guy said me, I ain't shit, and I'll never be shit. And so that feeling, that statement, is an expression of a program that lives within. So we have to begin to examine the resourcefulness that lives in us and begin to move beyond the immaturity of our development based on this world system with all the programs, and we got to go internal to really know thyself. Because with inside of yourself, there's a power, there's a genius, and there's a resourcefulness that's waiting for discovery.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. My pleasure.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for calling in, Brother Ishmael. He's been a guest on my show, Brother Paul, because he deals with the gangs and trying to turn their lives around and their way of thinking. You know, so the brother's on a mission up there in Kingston, New York. And once again, peace and blessings to the dear brother, because we stay in contact and talk to each other. So
yes,
thank
sir.
You once again, Brother Ishmael. We have another caller coming in. Caller Jay, what's their number?
9340.
Oh yeah.
9340. You're on.
Okay, hello. My name is Carol, and I'm from Brooklyn. I just tune in a little late, so I don't know who to the person that's speaking, but oh my God, that you fill my soul tonight. Because there are so many people who don't understand how things work. It was so nice to hear you expound on how when we come into the world, we come with everything we need. And if we confirm to Satan's world, we will forever be in darkness. I would like to know the name of that book, because I would like to sit down and feast on that. It's so much more than they don't believe. But I always say one thing. If you believe, there are no questions. And if you don't believe, there are no answers. And that's how much I've been frustrated with people questioning. It's not about religion. It's about who we are as a human being. We come into this world everything we need. And we come into this world as the image of our creator and maker. We are just aligned up with the universe, the water, the air, the earth, trees. Only thing about us, we have the ability to think and to make choices. And until we find how to cultivate the body, mind, and the spirit, not just feed the body, not just feed the mind with all kinds of stuff from this untoward world. Spirit has to be fed, unbalanced on this earth. And you are what you are I'm speaking to tonight. You are the first person that I've heard to correlate everything that I've tried to explain to people without them accusing me or beating them over the head or saying I know it all. But I feel what you're saying. And I thank God for you tonight. And I thank with compliment Mr. Forrest. He's a friend of my friend Terry Nashville. And tonight, I have really been, it's like something been added. I got some help here. So I'm not very long-winded, but I want to say I appreciate this conversation tonight. It is so beautiful. It is so beautiful.
Thank you. And the name of the brother speaking is Paul Thompson.
Paul Thompson. Okay. Paul Thompson. What's the name of the book?
And let me say this to you, ma'am. I'm going to give you the information for the book.
Okay.
Thank you so much for being who you are in arriving at this level of consciousness and sharing what you just shared. You see, because each and every one of us are accountable to who we are and whom we are.
That's right.
And the more that we understand that spiritual essence of what is vibrating in us to take us to the level in which we need to be examples for the billions of people on the planet, and very specifically for the black woman and man here in America that has been enslaved by unconsciousness.
That's right.
That we need to raise our vibration, because the time we're living in is very, very critical. We are a lost people who the world is looking for.
Yes, yes, yes.
And those of us who are awakening already know that the resource in us is way beyond us. There was a group of African-American women that left this country some years ago, about 25 years ago, on a journey throughout the world. And they got in the Middle East because they were going through all the ancient cities. And they got into the Middle East, and a five-year-old girl was tugging at one of the sister's dress. And the sister eventually looked down and saw the five-year-old down there. And the five-year-old looked at her straight in the eye, and she says, "What is wrong with the black man and woman in America? The whole world is awaiting your rise."
Wow.
That's what the five-year-old baby told the woman.
Five-year-old child.
And you see, there is so much awareness on the planet because we're the only country probably left that have the freedoms that we have to do the things we do, and they're working very rapidly to try to take it away. But most other countries are under military restriction, governmental control. And so we have freedoms that other places just don't have. So we have to really begin to understand who we are and whom we are and begin to pull our resourcefulness together to bring about change for humanity, and very specifically for those of us who feel locked out, rejected, unloved, and despised here in America. And that's why the book that was written was that design, because the book, a guide to help anybody because it's dealing with spiritual law.
That's
to
right.
To be
exactly.
reformed and guide you back on the path to your
that's,
greatness
that's right.
because
that's
it's
right.
about tapping into your resourcefulness
exactly.
and get away
that's
from
right.
all this material
that's
stuff
right.
that has enslaved yeah. you. The material stuff is good when you ground it first.
I know you're right. It's okay. Yeah, but I'm glad I know. I feel it.
The scripture says, seek ye the kingdom of God first in all of his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you.
Yes, you are beautiful tonight. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
And so the book is the way the book can be purchased on the website. It's called discoveringapurposefullife.com. All one word, discoveringapurposefullife.com.
Okay.
And so definitely share the link in the platform with as many as you can, because it sounds like you are very inspired to help others and share. So definitely, ma'am, if you have the ability, share it, and get it out to the world, because people really need it.
I want to share this book with a few people for the holidays.
Yes, ma'am. That's wonderful.
It's nothing like that.
Thank
you. I think
so
much for you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Carol, for calling in.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ms. Terry Nashville for a friend. I'm aware of her. Thank you, sister, for coming on. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. Jay, we got somebody else. You said, are they still there or what?
Yeah,
brother,
we got,
brother Paul.
We got a couple more.
Okay, well, bring them in, Jay. How are they coming in for Brother Paul?
1618,
you're
can
on.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes,
go right
thank
ahead,
you
yeah.
so much. Mm-hmm. This has been, I mean, just so refreshing, beautiful, and rich. And I want to thank my business colleague, friend Michael Collins, for inviting me. And this has been, the speaker sounds so much like Michael, who has been such a blessing during this craziness that we're in. We met in 2020. And this has been such a blessing because, you know, I thought about it at the beginning of the show, when you had the music plan and you talked about some of the music now that we have, and people don't realize music has a spirit. And working with young children as an early childhood educator, I see so much craziness now. And you were saying about the disrespect, you know, to females and all that, but we have a lot of females, bless their hearts, in this time and space, the younger ones, they don't understand all of this. So just in working with one person at a time because they disrespect themselves, so many of them, you know, and just the things that I see in some of my babies working with them years ago, and some of them are, you know, early adults now. And many of the kids that I had at that time, just working with them, I see the difference. But so many of them, you know, they don't mind, you know, having a baby without being married, and, you know, just broadcasting it all over Facebook, showing, you know, the scans of the babies and all of that. And it's no sin in having a child, but it's just like not respecting your body. So I just want to say that this has been so awesome, because the deceiver is real. And this is something I want to continue to spread also to people, you know, with the energy and just everything that we already have inside of us. But a lot of times when kids come here, because it's a whole new level as far as the parenting and just the whole spirit around them in their environment. So they, all of that's wiped out with the worldly system. So thank you so much. And thank you again, Michael and Nash and everyone. This has been a blessing. Thank you.
Thank you, Sydney. Cindy. And I just want to say a little bit about Cindy Beyonce. She's a very thoughtful, loving person. Her heart is full of so much love, and she has the best intentions for all. So thank you for coming on the broadcast, and thank you for spreading the word, because I know you will. Thank you.
Yeah, and you can hear, Brother Michael, you can hear the concern and the spirit in her voice. You know, because Brother Paul is talking about that vibrancy, that frequency. I felt her being genuine, not because she just wanted to chime in and say something. I can feel that. Okay,
yeah.
So that was a beautiful thing that she called in. Sydney, I don't know you, but peace and blessings to you and the family. I like that, sister, and stay tuned. And for the sister before then, Terry's friend, set your alarm clock. So this way, in case you doze off, because we all get a certain age, sometimes we like to take them in between naps. I know I do, right, after I exercise. So, yes, set that alarm clock, because we got more impactful people coming. I'm telling you right now, listen to Brother Paul, we definitely going to have to keep him as a mainstay on here, all right? We have another guest coming on. That's the doorbell. Who we bringing in, Jay?
Zero zero 88.
Well, that's Brother Rashad. Okay.
Yes. Peace, my brother. How are you?
Peace.
I want to thank you all. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Go ahead,
yes,
Brother
sir.
Rashad.
Yeah, I want to thank you all for your prayers for my wife. I'm sitting here with her now in the hospital. She's. It's going to be all right. She was able to stand on her feet today and take a couple of steps, but she's still kind of sedated. And but, you know, I'm just praying that she'll get well. I just want to thank your guest for those powerful words he spoke. And, you know, it's just always nice to hear someone speak knowledge that we all need, and listening to them, you know, I'm thinking to myself how we have to go back to our original nature, you know, the way God made us in the beginning, just like a baby. A baby comes here without sin. Baby is not born in sin. Baby is pure. Baby doesn't know sin. Baby is pure. And that's why a lot of people, when they see a baby and they want to hold that baby and they just rocking that baby, they feel so good because they want to go back to that original nature, that nature that God gave them, you know. It's just something when you hold the baby. You feel different, you know, and that's the beauty of it. So you want to go back to your original nature. And, you know, a lot of us, we go through things in life. We do things that we know is not right, but only way you're going to change those things and bad habits and stuff, you got to change what's in your heart. You got to change what's in your heart, you see? Because this society, it molds you. And if you let it mold you, you can become something other than what God wants you to be. So, you know, we all evolve. I've evolved in my life. As a child, you know, going from phase to phase, just like going from womb to womb, different wombs of life, and until I've gotten to the point where I feel so good about myself, I feel like I reached my goal. You know, I'm at peace. I just, everything about what I do is like excellence in my life, and I love it. I love it. I wouldn't go back and change. I feel I've gone back to my original nature, the way God wanted me to be, and that's the beauty. So I just thank the Creator for his blessings, and I thank the Creator for all the good people like your guest who share knowledge. So that's what we're supposed to do. Whatever we learn in life, whatever we study, we're supposed to share with others so others can evolve and gain that knowledge and have a good life. Because, like the sister was saying, Satan is working 24/7. He doesn't stop. But but you don't have to be part of that. Okay? You don't have to be part of that. I said, you know, you can shun that, you know, and just let your original self take over and not allow some evil thoughts take over your mind. So, you know, it's just about changing what's bothering your heart and trying to do better for yourself. I just wanted to say that. And again, I want to thank your guests. I want to thank Michael, Brother Michael. I hope you hear me. You know, I love you too, my brother. And
I hear you.
Course,
love
you.
Amen, brother. You know, the need of self-expression. Let me share this. We have something that we use called LES, love, expression, and security.
is the strongest spiritual aspects of all of us. We all have a need to love and be loved in these physical bodies. We all have a need to express ourselves. It's like the brother before him was talking about, these young brothers with anger. See, the need of self-expression is real. Expressing it with anger is a choice, and to need to be made secure. But there is nothing greater in this universe, this world, that's going to give you your ability to love, express yourself in security greater than a proper relationship with that which created you. See, I'm not only a student of law, I'm like a mathematician, if you will, dealing with spirit. You see, because what I've done most of my life is I kept adding up this world system using the basic formula of mathematics. So one of the chapters in the book is called Mathematical Certainty. And when I would put that word out in many settings and presentations, I would see the word pick up and people use it and spread it because it rings at a certain vibration. Because what mathematical certainty really is all about is you. You are a mathematical certainty. You see, when you think about how successful the brain computer works, when you think about how successful your thought process works, and every time you make an offer to yourself and you connect with that offer in your ability to accept it, you are creating mathematical certainty. You're creating success. The challenge with so many of us being operating against the law or unconscious is that we are not operating out of a wealth consciousness. We're operating also out of a poverty consciousness because of the programs. So we're successfully following poverty right into poverty relationships, right into poverty habits, right into poverty conditions. This is Satan's design. And let me even say it more specifically. When you deal with the law of abundance, which is one of the laws that govern the entire planet, the law of abundance teaches us that you have talents, gifts, and abilities inside of you waiting to be discovered. But when you don't take the initiative to acknowledge, access, and apply those gifts, talents, and abilities, by default, you will buy into the world's worst program called Spirit of Lack. When we buy into the spirit of lack, we begin to live our lives perceiving lack. There's not enough. I'm not good enough. I'm black, so I'm nothing. All the things that come along with the idea of lack. And some of us spend lifetimes, not one life, but lifetimes coming back and forth here on this thing called life, earth, living in this lack as opposed to maturing through our desire to want to know thyself in the true relationship with God. So what I try to help us as a people understand, this thing ain't about religion. This thing is about relationship. And you are not going to have any greater relationship with any physical entity on this plane than you can have with the essence of your higher self and that which created you. And that's where many of us are off course. So I've had many dialogues back and forth with people, oh, but you got to understand the material. I don't need to hear nothing about that material world. That's clear. We all know material things are wonderful and all the things that go with it. But what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but then lose his soul in the process?
Right.
I agree with that.
Yeah, yes, sir. That
money
makes sense.
That's that
common sense
material,
right there.
All that material, you can lose it overnight. You can lose that overnight. You know, your inner self, your spirit is more valuable than all of that. I mean, it's good to have. It's good to have, you know, because everybody should have their share of material in this world. I mean, we are in a material body. So... we're supposed to get our share. But like you said, some people are so materialistic. They think they got to have everything. And they're never happy. The more they get, the more they want, and they're never happy. You got so many miserable rich folks out here. They're never satisfied. And then you have people who don't have hardly anything. You see them happy. You see them smiling. Go to some of these countries where they don't have these material things, but they're happy. They get along. they feel good about themselves, you know, because they understand themselves. And they're more spiritual. So we have to get away from all this materialistic thinking. I got to have this. I got to have that. I want to show off this. I want to show. That's nothing. Because you can lose that overnight. Then what? Then what do you have? If you don't have peace in your soul, then you have nothing. So anyway, I just wanted to put that in there.
Absolutely. And thank you so much, Brother Sharon.
Just to add on to that, Paul. Until we find our inner peace, we're always searching in the wrong directions. Because just like we have the physical body, within this body we have different levels of consciousness. And as we go up the scale in consciousness, you know, first we're in the dreaming, waking, sleeping state. And a lot of us walk around sleeping. And then we come into the transcendental state. And for the first time, we really begin to witness and see what's going on in the moment. Then we come up to God consciousness. And when we come into God consciousness, we see things in terms of the scriptures, in terms of your belief system. But then we move higher into that unity consciousness, where we see the oneness of all things. And in the oneness of all things, there is no separation. And when we look at what's going on in the world today, there's so much division, so much divide and conquer, so much setting people apart over really things that are nonsensical, that really don't have any meaning, because the meaning comes from ourself and our ability to express love. We talk about revelations, and nobody can interpret revelations. But the true revelation is in your heart. In that heart, if you can find the revelation of love, if you can write your scripture, like Rumi wrote his scripture, the great Sufi mystic, when he wrote his mystic, it's all from the heart. And you see it's lasted century after century after century. So I say to everybody, open up your heart and write your own scriptures of love. Write your own scriptures of that higher communion with that higher power that's within you. Brother Paul Thompson has just given us a template, and he's a master. He's a genius at this and at numerology. And I'm just glad to be on the earth with him at this time, because the brother is going to do some great things. He's going to do things that are going to impact us so that we all learn how to live in peace and in harmony with our hearts. Sorry, I get emotional. But
yeah, I can tell, Brother. Well, the spirit of Brother Paul has hit you, and it's hit me, and it's hit Brother Rashad and our listeners out there, my podcast. Now, podcast family, see why I bring this podcast into existence, so that not only do you listen to what Brother Paul is saying, Brother Rashad says, some of what I say, and some of what Brother Michael says, you take this back and you share in the community, because we got to make this world a better place. And, you know, Teddy Pendergrass sung about it in his record a long time ago. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. We got the brother sung that back in the early 80s, and we still going through it today. So we got to we have to do better. On that note, do we have any more calls, brother? Wipe them tears now, brother.
Man, can I say one thing?
Yes, sir, brother. Yeah. Go ahead.
Michael made a very good point. God consciousness. When you keep the Creator up front all the time, you don't have to go wrong. You won't go wrong. You know, because you fear, you know, you feel like you show regard for God, and if you do wrong, you feel bad, you know. But if you keep God up front, you're not going to do bad things. You don't think about all that. So I always keep the Creator up front. And you know, if a bad thought come out, you know, I have to erase that. You know, I just call on the Creator. and you know, and that eliminates a lot of the wrong when you have the Creator up front. And that's what a lot of us lack. We put the Creator in the back seat, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we don't get nowhere. We don't live the lives that we should be living. So keep the Creator up front all the time. And you won't be out there doing these crazy things. You'll be living the life that you want. And that's what I believe in. So Michael made a very good point there. That was a very good point, Michael. So I want to thank him for saying that.
Okay, you're welcome.
Get somebody else on.
Okay, that's okay. Jay, do we have anybody else coming on? Because the family knows Rashad. He'll be back on next week to give us the protocol.
No, that's
Jay, anybody else?
Wait, one second. One second. Yeah, somebody just said. One second.
Okay, yeah, take your time, Jay. Because we got about 20 minutes left, and I wish this was a 3-hour podcast.
2664, you on the line.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Mic check.
Yes, sir. We can hear you, brother.
Great to be on this podcast. I was with you last week. Thank you, Michael, my buddy Michael Collins, and Dr. Thompson. This is a great podcast, and I will be here every week that I can. I'm a native Newarker, son. Yes.
All right.
So I heard you last week, Dr. Nance, and I reached out to you.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Thompson, just give him a little bit of numerology, you know, a little bit. And Dr. Nance, I heard you on the Billionaire Mastermind the other morning, too. Great to hear your voice again.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor.
You're doing a great
thing. Far as Nance, yeah. don't
doctor,
do that now.
You know.
I don't deserve that title, brother. I'm struggling, too,
yes,
but I'm trying
you
to
deserve
do
it.
Yes, well, don't say that, brother, please. No.
Working on the community.
No, we can leave that with brother Thompson up here. That's okay. I don't want that grandizement. I'd just rather be known as far. But go ahead, brother. I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. So he was talking about frequencies and vibrations, and the young man was on about the kids and the gang violence. They don't know why they're doing what they're doing because we've been the media dumbed us down. Some of us where. It's okay, they playing these games, so when they get in real life and do these shooting killings, they still think they're playing these games because that's how it's operating today. It all starts with the mind games with the social media and with the little apps they're using, and they're captivating the kids. And we sit them in front of TV, and they're not getting what they need. They don't. If they knew who they were, they wouldn't do it, but they don't know. And that anger is not because they're angry because of what was put into them from birth to 4 years old and all the things they saw, and they never got to speak about it and never got to talk to anyone till after 7 years old, 14 years old. Now it's in them, and now they got to get it all out. So that's called timeline therapy. So we go through things. And it's attached to ourselves. That's why they're acting out, and they don't even know why. And then they want to medicate them, give it a name, ADD, and give it a drug.
Mm-hmm.
So when they give them Ritalin at 7 years old, in kindergarten they give them Ritalin, okay? And the parents don't know no better. They're my child's hyperactive. No, he's a boy. He's supposed to be hyperactive. Let the men teach the boys. Boys ain't sitting in class. Quantum and the Truthful, Conspiracy to Kill Black Boys in America. Remember that one? He tried to set the stage then in the early 70s. It's still the same today. So thank you for your podcast. Keep up the great work, younger man.
Well, thank you, brother. We appreciate that input. And I want to say this. I want to piggyback off of something that the brother said. You know, something, Brother Thompson, that really infuriates me is, you know, I talk about this in snippets, and Rashad has talked about this, and so has Brother Michael. We had Dr. Reverend Phil Valentine on a couple of weeks ago, and his lovely wife, Nalani, came on the week after. He was talking about the shot. And, you know, now, and I call him a devil, all right, and nobody can change my mindset, but I don't care how great you are in your thought, but this dude, Fauci, all right, is talking about now they're putting things into place where they're actually going to give these babies that's 6 months old, Brother Thompson, a shot. Are you kidding me? I'd like to know what your take is on that, Brother Thompson.
Say that again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I must have lost you for a minute. Did you get that question, brother?
No, I didn't. That's what I said. What was the question?
Okay, the question was, you know, the thing, I was piggybacking off what the brother had just said. You heard the brother all the way to the end, what he was saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The thing that infuriates me the most, because we talk about it here on this on the podcast, is Rashad has spoke about it. I had the Reverend Dr. Phil Valentine on 1 week, and his wife, Nalani Valentine, came on. They're both doctors.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the shot. And now this guy, and I call him for what he is. He's a devil. All right, Robert Kennedy Jr. is putting out a book on him about Fauci, the real Anthony Fauci.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is now I saw him say on TV, all right, and also some of the programs. I listen to alternative news media, WBAI, New York, places, things of that nature. But he's talking about now about inoculating and giving these six-month-old babies the shot. And, you know, every time I just think about it, I told somebody, it's just like watching the episode of Roots. It just infuriates me that someone can actually say they want to give a little infant at 6 months old and his immune system is still forming. How are you going to give him a shot?
Mm-hmm.
But what's your take on that, Brother Thompson? That's what I wanted to ask you.
Okay. Basically, when I look at the dynamics of the world in which we live, what we have to become very clear on is that everybody has a mindset. The mindset that we choose and formulate is based on the awareness, the choice of awareness, and one's nature, meaning self-preservation. So when you think about self-preservation, the natural law on self-preservation is to survive. So like they say, when you're on a plane, it's going down, you put the mask on yourself. You can't save nobody else if your mask isn't on. So one of the things to understand the world in which we live, it is prone to condition people to operate in a selfish manner of survival. Even though we talk about in the religious context, you're your brother's keeper, you're your sister's keeper,
right,
but the practices of this world is all self-absorbed. It's all about me, me, my. So when we are customary following the world system, we find ourselves operating in a very selfish approach to life, unless you may have a humanitarian energy, which is the I and the aura in the name, which creates a certain vibration of selflessness. But other than that, most of us are operating based on the program of me, me, my. Now, so when we talk about what's going on with the shots in the world and all this, those who have been paying attention, and that's going back to the first chapter of the book, awareness, understanding
right.
We're choosing our level of awareness, because when you are dumbing yourself down or contracting to allow yourself to be dumbed down because we're trying to run from personal accountability, there's an accountability. See? Because with God created, every human being is the ability to choose, to make choices.
Right.
Now, Brother Valentine spoke eloquently on a call when he talked about the whole shot, because he travels around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And he has great resources to speak to with not only exposure, but he's speaking to the experiences that he's lived through to this point, which is always great value for all of us. When there's elders for us who are experiencing things and accumulating those experiences and then sharing those experiences with each other. What I am clear on, and I shared from some of the greatest minds and mentors that I have been able to be with and to sit under, is listening to my elders who are conscious.
Mm-hmm.
And what I have come to clearly to understand, going back 100 years to the present, that there has been many attempts to wipe out populations of people. So right now, according to the Almanac or the Census Bureau, there are 7.5 to 8 billion people on planet Earth today. And there have been a few people who have decided that we need to eliminate 3 billion people from planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're conscious and you're studying all of the movements of so-called leadership and world leaders and people with wealth power, you know that folks who want to play God will think they have the power to do these things. Now,
right.
In my mind, they don't have that type of power. But in their mind, that don't mean they don't think they do.
Right.
So there are people right now planning to eliminate 3 billion people from planet Earth. Now, so when we talk about a Fauci or some of the other people who bought into the world system, I'm not really looking at them in terms of like a force to fight against, because they come to do what they've come to do.
Right.
We have to become very conscious of the power that's in us. Because as long as we look at these people, look at illuminating them as if they have all this power, the power
mm-hmm.
that they have is what we're giving them.
Right.
And that's what we have to become conscious of. You see, the more that we raise our vibration spiritually and know who we are in terms of we've come here to make known the unknown, we've come here to build a relationship with the highest form of ourselves, which is your higher self versus your lower self, the more we're tapping into the creative forces of the universe, the creators of the universe who created us, the people who are doing the things they're doing have no power over us. The power that they have over us is what we're giving to them in our unconscious state.
So
that's the first thing
exactly.
we have to be crystal clear on. Crystal
mm-hmm.
clear we need to become on that. And
right.
that's their greatest fear. Let me tell you something. The people who rule this planet, they are not afraid of us based on our numbers. They're afraid of us based on our numbers awakened with consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
They're not afraid of us based on the potential in us, but they're absolutely fearful of us based on our potential with consciousness. And the
right.
greatest fear that these world leaders have of humanity is our awakened state. As
right.
long as they think they're lullabying us to sleep with whatever method they're using, shots and all the other games that they're running,
mm-hmm.
they're all meaningless once we decide we're not taking any more of the foolishness. So it is up to us. It is the onus is on us to become that which God intended us to be, because God did not create one of us here to fail. We were all given the power that he has deposited in each and every one of us that is on the first page of the King James Version of the Bible, when God says, I gave man power and dominion to rule the earth. So when we come up short of thinking that we are not here to do the greater aspect of who we've come to be, and it doesn't have to be you have to go so extreme where you have to become Superman or Superwoman, but you have to do your part and stop giving your power over to the unrighteousness of this world so that all the other foolishness will cease to exist. And so that would be the best way for me to answer that question, because there's so much evil unseen going on this planet, so much, because this is Satan's world. It is not about us addressing and focusing on all these evils, because guess what? That's just to keep perpetuating that craziness. But what we need to become aware of is the power that we have to shut it down.
Right. Right.
Because the more we come together and unite, the more we come together and unite and raise our vibration, the things that we're able to do overnight
mm-hmm.
in seconds is absolutely miraculous. Yes, sir.
Well, I want to say. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to, that was beautiful what the brother just said. That was very
mm-hmm.
beautiful. And I just want to say this, you know, these people, they think they got all this power. But remember this, they plan, but God already planned, okay? So they think they're going to get away with stuff, but they got something coming. And for the brother who was talking, one of the callers, about the frequencies and vibrations,
He needs to get that book called Hidden Messages and Water by Dr. Emoto. That is a powerful book, and you'll learn, you know, because the body's made up of water, and these different vibrations, different thoughts, how it affects your water, how it affects the brain and everything. But he shows you how the beauty of right thinking can make the water create beautiful crystals as opposed to bad thoughts, which makes ugly-looking crystals, okay? So it's just a book just to look into, and you'll learn more about these vibrations and frequencies, and you can see how, you know, the way God created you, you know, if you bring the beauty out, you can see the beautiful formations that come just because of that. But you know, people should check into that book. That's a powerful little book because we're all made up of water. 70% water, and the brain is like a sponge full of water. So those thoughts, you know, affect the water. So I just want to share that. But again, I want to thank your guest for those wonderful words. I really appreciate it. And that's it for me.
Well, we're going to have to bring this brother back. You know that. Brother Thompson, I just want to say this to you right quick, far speaking. You know, there's a sister. She was a, I'm not going to mention her name, but she was a teacher, smart. She was with math. She was a math teacher, you know, the equations, all that good stuff. And we sat down here and we go back and forth. And she talks about, yeah, the system does us dirty. We say, yeah, the Tuskegee experiment. But then again, after she took the shot, I said, why did you take that shot? And then everything that came out of her mouth was the same thing that they were saying in the news media as to why you should take the shot, which we all know that you have people like Peter McCullough, you have Gary Null, you have a lot of different people who are giving you the science as to they're not anti-vaccine, which they try to put that label on people, all right? They're not, because if it works, but this thing was classified from the beginning as an emergency shot, which means you're a guinea pig. And I try to explain that, and these people have underlying issues and still take the shot. Look at what happened to Colin Powell. He was fully inoculated with underlying issues. They said the brother had blood cancer, okay? I think, and you know what, maybe next time you come on, Brother Thompson, we can get more into nutrition, because my dear brother Michelle just got finished signing off. He's a naturopath. Brother Colin stays on it, and I try to learn more about nutrition also. I'm in kindergarten when it comes to them two brothers, you know. But we share, like you say, we share information so I can become a better person and share with my community, okay? But the thing is, the most frustrating thing within the culture, I'm talking about us blacks, all right, with each other, is that you got one person talking about right on with the fist, like the Black Panther fist, and then you got them saluting the devil and his works and what he's doing, and you've fallen for the, like Malcolm said, you've been bamboozled, you've been hoodwinked, you've been had, and for some reason, I don't know if it's a self-esteem situation or just the way they deal with life or what they went through in life, that they can't see that they're straddling the fence. If they fall on one side, it's like, right on, brother. If they fall on or sister, and they fall on the other side, they're on the side where the slave master is, because he doesn't mean well at all. So it's a very frustrating thing, brother, when you got to deal. And then the main word that comes out of their mouth in conclusion, Brother Thompson, is they always say, you're a conspiracy. That's conspiracy. How is a conspiracy? And then when you try to tell them where the research, to look in the different things, they refuse to look at the science that is good and is trying to awaken you to let you know you've been bamboozled. So I just wanted to put that out there, Brother Thompson, because that's a frustrating thing without folks, man. It really is.
Yes, sir. Well, the 13th chapter of the book, there's a chapter on what is called personal accountability. And it goes into choices. One of the stories I tell and share with people all the time is my mother was an educated woman. She spoke four languages, peace be upon her. And her being a public school teacher, she would ask me questions about assisting her to get the students to learn. And I would say to my mother sometimes, I said, well, Mama, how would you get them to learn how to speak Spanish or French when they can barely speak English? So basically what life is about in learning is mastering the fundamentals. And so just as what you're speaking today, that when people, that we all are accountable, we've come here to make known the unknown. So when we're not conscious of that, we find ourselves going into other fields of activity and behavior. And so biblically, scripturally, the concept that God uses for all of us is that God's love is his chastisement. We are chastised by his love because in his chastisement, there are life lessons that we're here to learn and to acquire so that we begin to get back on track of why we've come in the first place. And nobody can define humanity but God himself, because nobody created nothing but God. So that which you create, you define. And so because we created nothing in a sense of physically bringing it to the earth, that the only way we could ever get a real definition of who I am and where I've come from and why I'm here is from that which created it. So what I think the challenge is and what you just spoke to is there's many of us looking to understand ourselves, but we're not looking to understand ourselves. And so we have allowed
right.
somebody else to define us. Mm-hmm. And in that definition, once you believe it and it is not from your source, then if you don't question that, there is a consequence because everything is following a divine law. So the consequences of our behavior is always in the math or the proof. So when we have people who are not doing the homework, you know, when I look today at what you're speaking to in terms of the research, mm-hmm. when I look at how the mass media has created fear in humanity to respond as opposed to do the basic fundamentals of looking
right.
for answers and understanding,
yes.
the very essence I share with many people on different levels is this. The nature of a vaccination or a shot is to put something in your body foreign so that when you go into an environment, your body is going to accept whatever it is because it already has it in your system. The essence and nature of God's design on each one of these magnificent bodies is a healing modality. It heals
right.
itself.
Right.
So to have somebody shoot something into my system
mm-hmm.
and tell
mm-hmm.
me I need this against something else, the math just doesn't add up.
Thank you.
So
yes,
unless
sir.
You can show me that you're giving me something that is a natural remedy that will protect me from whatever, I'm already going to be a little
hesitant about. Yes, sir.
So what I shared with people many months ago, that mm-hmm. when this first broke out, there were people from all over the world that came online, the Islander people that we call the Islanders that basically have been around for thousands of years longer than everybody.
Right.
And they basically told us the remedy for protecting ourselves through natural remedies of steam therapy and different things you could take naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And the media shut them down. They shut them all down and said, we don't need to hear from them. They don't need that.
Yeah.
And then their solution was they came back with a vaccination. So
right.
that to me right there was a red flag for all of us to have raised our eyebrows to some level and say,
mm-hmm.
something ain't right here because you're trying to put something foreign in my body when it was a natural remedy. Now, what I can tell you very clearly, out of all the last year and a half, I've not heard in any media source anybody speak to a natural remedy on this. Not one person. So to me, that's too much control.
Well,
so that's all I
have
to say on that.
Well, thank you, Brother Thompson. And let me say this, too, because time is always flies by. And this is a two-hour podcast,
yes,
Brother Thompson. But we're going to bring you back to Brother Michael. And in conclusion,
yes.
I want to thank you for coming on. We're going to try to bring you back if you can. You got some time in January. It'd be we would very much appreciate it. We're going to have a panel so we can piggyback or pick up where we left off. I want to thank
yes,
you for
sir.
Coming on, Brother Thompson, very, very much. Peace and blessings to you and the family. Stay healthy. Stay well. All right? And
yes,
I just want to say to my podcast family, thank you to Rashad. Thank you to Brother Michael. Thank you to my listening audience. All right? We'll be back next week, same time. We're going to bring Brother Thompson back again. So as you can see, he's very insightful, very impactful. And in conclusion, don't forget, our technician, he has a podcast on Friday between 8 and 10. It's called Keeping It Real with Jay. Just dial the same number. Tune in. The Green Tea, go on my Facebook page. You get a discount when you use my customer code. And once again, dear brother, thank you, Brother Thompson. Thank you, Brother Michael and Brother Rashad. And we'll see you guys next week. Peace out. Grown folks talk and express yourself.
Peace, my brother.
Thank you, sir.